December 11th, 1975.
Top stories in the news. The governor says there will be state job firings by the thousands. There's not much hope for a settlement tonight. Yet another private garbage strike meeting. And the State Board of Regents wants the state university to take over city universities, but with tuition fees. This is Lester Smith reporting. Next news as it happens. Next scheduled news at 11 o'clock. Over WOR Radio 710, the talk of New York.
Dominica, deep in the heart of the Caribbean, about 40 or 50 miles south of Guadeloupe. And it's hot, the temperature about 85, maybe edging on to 90, and there's thousands of, or it seems like thousands of people have gathered in the darkness and have come down to the beach, and the band is playing, and we're having a pig roast, which is just exactly what it sounds like. They roast the two pigs that are slowly being turned on a spit over dried coconut hulls. And this is apparently one of the big native local pets. This is a thing that when distinguished visitors arrive, they lay on them, and people have come from all over the island come down here to the shore of the Caribbean where the water is slowly moving in out of the moonlight, and they've come down just to watch, stand in the darkness. I'll describe the scene here. It's right on the beach, which is not the kind of beach that you're used to thinking of in terms of Miami Beach or Fire Island, but a long, narrow stretch of pebbled sand. And this is the town of Portsmouth. It's a tiny, tiny town on the island of Dominica, which was settled hundreds of years ago and is considered one of the more primitive of the islands in the Caribbean. There's very few roads, and it's pretty much the same way that Christopher Columbus thought back in 1492. They're still living on this island. Carib Indians, there are only about maybe 75 or 80 left in the world, and these are the original Indians that Columbus saw when he first arrived in this part of the world, and thought that he was looking at either Chinese or Indian from the continent of India, and it is the Carib Indians Carib, C-A-R-I-B, who gave the name to the entire Caribbean area. There's about 75 of them left, and they all live on this island, a very fast disappearing breed. This is a very tropical island, heavily, tremendously forested, and there's tremendous rainfall. In fact, the rainy season has just ended, but it still rains pretty much every day. And we're surrounded by coconut palms, very luxurious, tremendous growth. We're in a compound, which is still on the beach, compound of bamboo and coconut fronds. And the pigs are slowly turning on a spit right down on the waterfront, serving the drink that you drink everywhere in the Caribbean. If you never had it, I would hardly believe it, because it's the most common drink in the Caribbean, and it's Caribbean rum punch, which is, of course, rum and some sugar and a lot of lime juice and some water and ice, and it's a very potent and deceptive drink. When you first drink it, you think you're drinking a rather kind of a mean lemonade, and after the second drink, you don't care whether you're having mean lemonade or whether it's cookies or not. But I'd like to, the band, by the way, is very interesting. This is not the kind of band that people think of in terms of the usual commercial Caribbean island steel drum band. That's much more of a commercial thing, and it's far more, I suppose, sophisticated than what you hear here. The band consists of a concertina, a guy playing a piece of lead pipe, and somebody playing what looks like a lid of a garbage can, and someone else playing three or four sticks of bamboo, which you rattle together. That's the way they sound. The crowd is now all dancing in the dirt here. This is strictly gravel, dirt, and a little coral here and there. And there's the band. Just finishes its number, just as I'm describing it. But we sailed back from Guadeloupe, or rather the Georges, this afternoon, and we've been traveling. For those of you who are just tuning in on this and don't know what it's all about, I've been privileged to, I think, really, been invited by a group of yachtsmen who have decided this year to retrace the route and the steps that were taken throughout the Caribbean island by Christopher Columbus, generally credited with the discovery of the whole Americas. And we are retracing his journey throughout the Caribbean. We've been to several islands that he landed on, and I've read letters and notes and so on that he made about the various islands. And although he missed the Georges, he sailed just a few miles north of them, never quite saw them. He did see and make a landing on the island that we're on now. And this island is has to be one of the most untouched of all the islands that Columbus touched on himself. In other words, it hasn't changed that greatly from the time he was here to the time the present. In fact, here at this big pig race tonight, I met a guy from Radio Jimbo. Radio Jimbo is a call sign, and they're the first radio station here on Dominica. They've just come into action here 3 months ago, so if you can see how far things have progressed here, this is the first radio station on the island. In fact, it's the first French-speaking station to cover Guadeloupe and Martinique, strictly a Caribbean station. They have commercials and all, and they went on the air about 3 months ago. He says already that the ratings are booming, and everybody out here says he's very much into music. And you know, the thing that fascinates me is that when you get down in this area, you forget completely about things like television and Canon and the whole media scene that is so, I suppose, drenched the world up north throughout pretty much of the Western world. But down here, very little of it touches the people, and it's just much more of a perhaps out of a touch with the world civilization. I just let you turn the gain up a little bit here, and you can hear just the sound of these people just walking around. There are hundreds of them, and they haven't been invited, by the way. They just heard the sound of the music, and they came drifting down out of the out of the jungle and through the forest and through the little town to the shore where this castle is being held. And it was never considered to be this big when we first started it. The captain of the Celestial, which is the sailing boat that we're sailing around the Caribbean on down here, when they put this thing together, they figured, you know, there'd be a couple of boats here and we'd have this big roast. But what happened is that it began to snowball, and the way it feels now, the entire island of Dominica has come down to the shore here to dig the pig scene and to listen to the music and so on. It's very difficult to record here. I hope you understand it, because the people are moving around and they're curious, and it's dark. It's very dark. The only light here is a French camping lantern that's hanging from a palm tree. And of course, the light of the fire down on the beach where they're roasting the pig, all the rest of it is in darkness. And you see faces shifting by over here, and it's a kind of a wild, ghostly scene. And I've been spending the last 20 minutes dancing in the dirt. First time I've danced in the dirt in a long time. And in the darkness with this little native combo here banging it out. I could see from where I'm standing off to my right. I can see out over the lagoon here, just outside of the town of Portsmouth, which is, that sounds like it would be a big town, but the town of Portsmouth roughly is about, I'd say roughly about the size of Lincoln Center. It covers about that area. Just a tiny town on the coast of the island. And this is a genuine tropical paradise. It looks a lot like what you'd imagine a South Sea Islander look. It doesn't look like Nassau or Bermuda or the Grand Bahamas. This is a true tropical island, huge palm trees, hot, warm, moist, sultry weather, and the water is actually still out in the bay, lagoon, and I can see the three sailing vessels, our little fleet that is composed of just resting at anchor out there with their running lights on, and there's a moon hanging over the Celestial, which is the boat that I'm sailing on. It's a very tiny 16th moon, a little sliver moon, but it's reflecting on the lagoon here. It's just a beautiful, beautiful sight. You know, I have a feeling that in about 10, maybe 15 years, the Caribbean, as we know it today, will be absolutely non-existent, completely changed and altered because of the natural march of events. But it's kind of great to come down here and see it this way. If you've never seen the Caribbean by sailing vessel, I don't think you've ever really seen the Caribbean. The charter yacht that we're on, it's a Ketch 71-foot ocean-going sailboat. Beautiful boat, built in England in 1970 or 71, and it's called a 71 Ocean, which is a type of boat, a manufacturer rather, and it's a Ketch rig, 71-foot ocean-going racing fiberglass-hull boat, and she is beautiful. And there are two other beautiful sailing boats down here, and I've visited the Caribbean many times before, but coming down here by sailing vessel is another scene entirely. Every time you catch into one of these coves, you drop anything, jump off the side of the boat and do a little skin diving, a little scuba diving, and the kids row out in their little rowboats and play with bananas and oranges. And it's just a scene that reminds you a lot of the way it must have been when Nordoff and Hall and people like that first went out to the South Seas back around the time of World War I. In addition to that, too, of course, living aboard a boat gives you an entirely different perspective of the island. Your whole world is water. And if you love to swim and skin dive and scuba dive and just feel the wind on your face, sailing is the only thing, really, to do down here. Probably the best sailing in the world is down in this area. But sailors from all over the world come here to sail in the Caribbean because it's to sailing what, say, Garmisch or Innsbruck is to skiing. Once you've sailed in the Caribbean, you've sailed. It's like saying I've skied at Innsbruck. that the land is so interesting and the winds are great. There's a steady trade winds blow over these islands. And when Columbus first came upon these shores, the Carib Indians, by the way, were quite unfriendly. He ran into all kinds of trouble here, and in fact, several of his men were mauled badly. I think he even lost a couple right in this area. And the reports went back to Spain, and Columbus writes, and I'm quoting him here, "I was mightily surprised to find that the natives who had heretofore been so friendly had suddenly turned and become entirely different to my men and myself." So that's the island really basically that we're talking about. I'll let you hear a little of this music right now. The band has started now, and they say in about 15 minutes the pig will be done, and the crowd will surge down there and have a little of that hot roast pork. Look for this band now. They're off in the distance there. They're about 100 feet from me, but the crowd between me and them is really dense in the darkness. So this is very dark where I am, in case you think this is a commercial affair. It's anything but. Here's this little band. Now listen carefully. You listen carefully, you can hear that lead pipe about every third or fourth beat. He blows a long, single, moaning note. I'll go down and record a little of this after the commercial break and let you hear some of the actual music right close on. Hold on. Kids are all gathering around me. As I talk to you here, in the darkness, there's about 15 7 or 8 year old kids all standing around silently looking at me. And I wonder what they think, what they know or what they don't know about what I'm doing. They just stand in the darkness and look. And time is moving along here because the crowd is getting bigger. And it's only about 9 o'clock or so here in the evening, 9:15, something like that. But the way it looks, by the time this party is ready to begin, really in about an hour, we're probably going to have 5,000 people down here on the beach. It's just spreading. Pretty soon the whole island of Dominica is going to be here. But you just tuned in. I am right now standing in the sand in the darkness on the island of Dominica, deep in the heart of the Caribbean islands down in the West Indies. And we're having a pig roast. And I've just come ashore from the beautiful sailing yacht, the Celestial. So S-E-A-L-E-S-T-I-A-L, Celestial. And this is WOR New York, and I'll be back in, however long it takes to give you a real run for your money with these commercials.
Hello.
What do you do here?
Well, I just come along and see what's going on. I go and find out whether they need us any seats. And if they like to go up to the Indian River, and if they are need up a taxi to go up to the Caribbean River, and if they need to clean on the side, or do any top side.
And do you tell them how beautiful your island is?
Yes, I do.
You like your island?
Yes.
How long do you live here, Philip?
Well, I live here for a long time, and since I was born up to the present time.
How long is that?
17 years from now.
Do you ever want to go anywhere else?
Yes. I've been to Tocola, Virgin Gorda, St. Martin, and all the other little islands.
Would you like to come to the United States sometime?
Yes, I would like to come to the United States sometime.
So what would you do there?
Well, anything I got to do, if I got to work, I would work. Or if I got to live with some money, that is the orchestra.
Well, we're talking to Philip Romaine, and he came down to the yacht. He comes down to his little boat every day and sees where the people want bananas. Where do you get the bananas anyway, Philip?
Well, we go up to the farmers, and I say they don't have any bananas to sell for us, and they sell us here. And sometimes we put it to ripe, plug it, and finish and get it ripe. Even if they want it green, we can get it for them green and very fresh.
How do you like tourists?
Well, I like it very much. because I would like to bring, I like to tell them all about my island, how beautiful it is, and take them up to the Indian River, which is a very beautiful place.
Would you like to be a tourist?
Yes, I'd like to be a tourist to go down to America and the other places to see how beautiful they are.
Then you could have a camera around your neck, huh?
Yeah.
They take pictures and buy plenty of hats.
Yeah. Like all the tourists in Dominica. Buy funny hats and take pictures. Buy funny baskets and all the pumpkins.
Hey, what do you think of this pig roast tonight?
Well, I feel it is very good. But I feel that it should be better.
How could they make it better?
Well, if they could get it organized early so that all the passengers came from the boat, they could meet it already so that it's the last time it is.
Yeah, are you going to have any roast pig tonight?
Well, I think so. If I get any of my friends to give me some, I will have some because I like that.
How do you like the music tonight?
Very, very good.
They're playing good, huh?
Yeah, they are.
You know any of the musicians?
Yeah, I know most of them.
Are they pretty good?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to them here in a minute. They'll be playing in a minute. And when they get going, how about let's getting over and doing some dancing, huh?
Yeah, we can do some dancing.
Thank you, Philip. We'll see you later then. We've been talking to Philip Romero, and he's drifting around here, like everybody else here at this party. And at that point, I'd like to see what the local natives think of tourists. And you notice that even down here in the islands, they recognize that the chief characteristic of a tourist is he carries a camera around his neck and buys funny hats and funny baskets and walks around and buys bananas. This area down here is really not, as I said, is really not a tourist area. And for those of you who tuned in just a couple of seconds ago, or maybe a minute ago, and don't want this to bother, this is just, I'm doing this on the island of Dominica, which is not to be confused with the Dominican Republic, which is a totally different entity. This is the island of Dominica, D-O-M-I-N-I-C-A. And we're on the beach. It's about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you can hear the sound of the tropical insects and the sound of the frogs and birds and so on. I think I'll just turn the gain up a little bit, and you can hear some of these insect sounds all around us here at night. You're listening to a true tropical night, where it really sounds on any given night down here in the deep Caribbean. We're about 1,500 miles east and south of Florida, about 150, 200 miles from the coast of South America, way down in the deep Caribbean. Water outside of these islands, by the way, is extremely deep. These are volcanic islands, largely. Some of them still have live volcanoes on them. In fact, the island of Martinique with Mount Pelee has a... which is not too far from there, about 20, 30 miles, has a fantastic volcano, which in 1902 blew its top and killed 30,000 people in the space of about 15 or 20 seconds. So it is not all tourists and instamatics down here. The water is very deep. There's tremendous fishing in this area with tail fishing and tarpon and marlin and all of that. So you're going to see an occasional white shark down here, but the party's really getting pretty wild here now. It seems like every minute more kids arrive out of the woods, and they're just drifting in all by themselves to see what's going on down here. And the band is taking 5 minutes here, and we're retracing Columbus's footsteps. Done a lot of traveling around. Oh, one thing I wanted to say is this afternoon in Terre d'Hôte, which is on one of the islands of the Georges, they're called the Georges, the group of three little islands just south of Guadeloupe. It's kind of wild to go to this little French, kind of a French fishing village that's been settled centuries ago by French, and it's very French, this little village, and very tropical. You have a feeling that Gauguin could very well have lived here. In fact, Gauguin did live in Martinique for a while before he went out to the South Seas. but it's still a Gauguin kind of a feeling, and very tropical. And to go into the little store where they sell stamps and cigarettes and various things like Noctema, to see a collection of Christmas ornaments, little French bulbs and little Christmas trees, and they had a little plastic Christmas tree. Now, of course, it's obvious that the pine trees are like that, just that they don't grow down here. There's a little plastic Christmas tree sitting there waiting for somebody to come in and buy it, and it was just a strange, incongruous little note, and yet kind of totally universal. It's a very universal note there. But he sailed south to Dominica, and in all my travels, I having been many times to the Caribbean, I must say this trip to the Caribbean is very different from any I've ever taken, primarily because it's on board a sailing ship. It just gives a flavor and a beat and a tenor to your life all day long down here that makes the entire trip a total experience, as apart from an episodic experience. And of course, the way most people come down here when they're going to sail aboard a sailing vessel is to charter a vessel. Literally, what we did is chartering these vessels that are captained by intrepid, usually Englishmen, by the way. Almost all the charter captains down here are Englishmen that have gone tropic, and they're all licensed master seamen, and they sail their sailing vessels in and out of these islands like they've been here all their lives. It's a special breed. And all through these islands, you see people who are expatriates of all nationalities, Swedes and even an occasional Russian, and Americans, of course, and British. And they're all drifting in and out of these islands and sort of melding into the background and into the scenery. And it's a kind of a backwash of North American and South American civilization here. They're all kind of tropical languor. A lot of kids here down in this area are from the California area, I've noticed, that are crewing, working on the ships, the sailing boats, the sailing vessels that sail in and out of the island. And many of them are ex-surfers. I guess once you've had the surfing scene for enough years and you've hollered surf off at Laguna enough times and you've done your scuba diving in Half Moon Bay enough, you finally decide that you're going to drift into another way of life, and they're drifting down here, and they're ex-surfers and ex-scuba divers. And of course, they're doing the same thing down here. No surfing, of course, but there's plenty of scuba diving, and they just live the languid, easy life. Although it actually isn't an easy life. It's a tough, hard life being a crewman on one of these sailing vessels, but it's all part of that kind of California hedonism, which is slowly working its way here into the Caribbean. See a lot of that surface down here. In fact, I was talking to a kid this afternoon aboard one of the boats, and he spent all of his life around Laguna Beach, and finally he decided he had enough of the surfing scene. I said, well, what brought you down here? He says, well, it's the next step. So there is a kind of a universal, unspoken, unheralded union around the world of people who are drawn inevitably to the tropics. The curious, absolute lure that the tropics have for some people is unmistakable. And when you see it in action, you know that there's never any comeback. It reminds me a lot of Conrad, Joseph Conrad, some of the stuff that Somerset Maugham did. You see many guys who in other years would be called remittance men for chasing the area that Columbus touched. The fire is getting off there. But we're at a pig roast. And any minute now, the party's going to break out, I think, into a gigantic dance. The music has been hot, the night is tropical and cool, the wind is blowing through the palm trees above me here. It's truly an idyllic scene. Down in Lagoon, the water is picking up the light of the moon, and the ships are riding at anchor. I can see their running lights out there. And tomorrow, I'll be on board the Celestial again. Captain and our little brave intrepid crew, and we're setting sail for the island of Guadalupe. which is a French island, and it's part of the French nation. It's not a possession. It's what they call a department of France, which is like a state. And very French, and they're very different from this island, which is not French, and is basically an English island. The people here are very bright and very friendly, and very Caribbean in the ultimate sense. So the pig race is about to get underway. The pig is just about done. I can smell the rich aroma of crackling. And the band is resting on its haunches now. The rum punch is flowing freely here in the hot tropical night. And it won't be long before they're going to put the first port to the first pig that announces that it's done. So we'll see you tomorrow from Guadeloupe. In the meantime, hang loose and look out for that Caribbean rum punch. It sneaks up on you like a graybird about to spring in the dark.